Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Here are our top stories this evening.
A Movement for Democratic Change leader Morgan Tsvangirai says he is now regretting some decisions he made about his personal life and in the run-up to the 2013 elections.
In the face of a national crisis, the people in that country must sit down and find a solution. In this case, it's no longer something that is initiated by outsiders. It's something that is necessary for Zimbabwe, for the solution of the Zimbabwean crisis.
The government has imposed an immediate 100% hike in toll gate charges, doubling fees for motorists and haulage truck drivers.
Really, for us to be viewed as serious on this particular program, we need at least more than 200 million a year to at least make an impact on our road construction.
And the Zimbabwe Election Support Network has commended the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission for conducting what it calls a peaceful by-election last Saturday in Gutu South.
A Movement for Democratic Change leader Morgan Tsvangirai says he's now regretting some decisions he made about his personal life and in the run-up to the 2013 elections. Tsvangirai is also calling for national dialogue by Zimbabweans, which he say should exclude foreigners. He tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the need for national dialogue is what he's hearing from Zimbabweans in his countrywide consultations.
The general feeling of despondence is arising out of the fact that it's a year since the last election and things are appearing to be going down. The poverty is increasing, unemployment is increasing. And they're wondering, what is the solution? And sometimes you listen to those kind of comments and you feel the national responsibility of the national crisis. So one of the suggestions that's emerging from the people is that there needs to be dialogue. And I think there is an emerging consensus on the need of people to sit down as Zimbabweans to resolve this issue.
This national dialogue that you are referring to, is this the second coming of the Mugabe Tsvangirai GNU?
No. I think let me give it to you that, first of all, in the face of a national crisis, the people in that country must sit down and find a solution. In this case, it's no longer something that is initiated by outsiders. It's something that is necessary for Zimbabwe, for the solution of the Zimbabwean crisis. So that's the first objective. The second objective is to learn lessons from the first negotiated GPA. The lesson fundamentally is that we put in a government over a wrong structure. Instead of dealing with ZANU-PF hegemony, to dismantle ZANU-PF hegemony and its institution and set a new system, we just put a government which failed to produce the necessary reforms because ZANU-PF remained adamant on the question of reforms. Lastly, I think what is important is that this time around, it's not just the political elites that should sit down and talk over what needs to be done. I think we need to expand the stakeholders. And one of the things that is there is that we don't need outsiders. I think we've worked together for the last 4.5 years. Why can't we sit down, agree on a platform and agenda that will resolve the crisis that we face as a country? I'm sure we have the capacity to do that as national leaders.
But some hardliners in ZANU-PF have clearly stated that they are not keen on dialogue.
Well, what solution do they have except to retain power? And that's the danger of those that will define themselves as hardliners. Hardliners to maintain power without legitimacy is not going to solve the problem of this country.
You say in your statement Mr. Mugabe is marooned from reality. Do you think he is not aware that Rome is on fire?
If he is aware of what's taking place, has he ever responded to it, or he has actually added the fuel to fire? Has he ever done anything about it? No. Has he tried to give us some direction as to how he hopes to resolve the economic crisis? No. So we all face the consequences of President Mugabe's lack of political initiative and paralysis.
You are also saying you are greatly misunderstood, but some say you were given the chance for years to lead and you might have failed, hence calls for you to step aside for others to blossom. Your reaction to this?
I will not step aside because some people want to write memoirs to say step aside. I will only step aside if people vote me in a Congress because I was given a mandate by the people. Now, what is failure here? There are some people who are saying because you have failed to remove Mugabe. My task has never been about removing Mugabe. My mandate has been to fight this democratic struggle until the goal of change has been achieved. And until such time that we are able to make an objective assessment as to whether fighting a dictator using democratic means is something that you can measure with time, I think this is the biggest tall order.
You are quoted as saying that as a bachelor you were entitled to some actions that you took, but now you are reflecting and saying you will strive to be a better man. Can you clarify this position?
Well, first and foremost, I think that I've learned my lessons during the period in which I had no obligation to anyone. And I've moved on. Life has moved on. I'm married. And that's it. You know what, blessing? People want to engage in these personal issues. That is not the cause of the national crisis. Whether Tsvangirai has transgressed, if that is the case, but I've not raped anyone. I've not married somebody's wife. But I had willingly engaged in dating women, which I say that on hindsight, I should have been careful, since I'll be open to public scrutiny. So I've reflected on myself and say, perhaps national leaders need to behave in a certain manner. Not the way the renewal team is trying to accuse me of course, all of which is misrepresentation and distortion of the truth. But yes, we all learn, and we all move on, and that I'm human. Zim Asset has no funding. For instance, I point out it requires $27 billion. We are generating $4 billion worth of budget every year. So how do you get $27 million to fund this program?
That was MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. Remember to stay tuned tomorrow for part two of this great interview when Mr. Tsvangirai talks about his personal life.